This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as you enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, we're broadcasting live out of Anaheim, California. We're just doing some things out here and taking care of business as we preach the gospel everywhere we go, Luke 19:10. And in the process of doing that, I'm telling you what, it's just been a ride since we've been here. We flew into San Diego, and then we went to a hotel room. The hotel room didn't have any heat, so we didn't expect that we're going to need heat when once we get to California. The heater didn't work, and we got to the next hotel room, only to find out that the heat didn't work there neither, and then we had someone come in and fix the heater to the point where it was overkill, and I had to stand out in the hallway at 4 o'clock in the morning just to cool off. So, folks, if you ever want to understand spiritual warfare, and I'm whining like an American baby Christian compared to our forefathers, we ain't got nothing on them in the sense of suffrage. But in saying that, folks, it has been truly a spiritual warfare since we've been into California. We will be preaching in Temecula, California on Sunday. And, again, we're just doing what we do and meeting up with some folks out here and doing what needs to be done in the process of fulfilling this year's works in so many different ways. So with that said, we are broadcasting live out of Anaheim, California. And I understand, speaking of which, in contrast to Minnesota right now, it's going to be 15 below zero, and we're expecting 15 inches of snow. So, you know, when I put that in the light of what's going on here, no complaints. California is great. California is beautiful, guys. And I really, truly, by the way, do love California. But boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what, we're going to be going back to a mess in just a couple days here. What we're going to be talking about today is the power of protest. I tapped into this just a little bit yesterday. And for those that don't know what protest and what it comes from Protestants. Protestants are those that call themselves Christians. Let me put it in, again, contrast to what we're seeing today. If Protestant Christians were doing what Scripture teaches them to do, we wouldn't have an issue of sodomy in America. We wouldn't have an issue of homosexuality, friends. For those that didn't know the definition of sodomy, this is what it equates to and defines out to be. We wouldn't have an issue of 60 million babies being murdered by a said government that acts out their scope of authority concerning the Constitution and the moral law in which we're established on concerning common law in the United States of America. There's so many different issues in America today that if the church was actually doing what they were commanded to do, Deuteronomy 4:1, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in today. As a matter of fact, what you call the church today runs in direct contrast, in stark contrast of what Christians are to do, and that is to protest. And again, what we're going to be talking about is the power of protest. Protestants, it is obedience to God. It is found in resisting tyrants, and the language of our forefathers needs to be, well, it needs to resurface. We need to relearn the language that our forefathers established. Patrick Henry, case in point, said, Caesar had his Brutus. Just think about this, friends. Okay, these are our forefathers. Matter of fact, Patrick Henry was one of the Sons of Liberty. Caesar had his Brutus. Charles the First had his Cromwell. If you've never seen that story, friends, A Man for All Seasons, do yourself a favor and watch it. It is a great story, and it's exactly how you deal with tyranny, friends, in so many different ways and on so many different fronts. But Caesar had his Brutus, Charles the First had his Cromwell, and George III, treason, our forefathers said. I may profit by their example. If this be treason, said Patrick Henry, he said to them, make the most of it, because this is as far as you're going to go, is what he's saying. And anyone that has taken the time to read their Bibles, listen to me carefully, anyone, and by the way, throughout the duration of the show, at any time, if you'd like to contend for the faith of Scripture, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, okay? But I want you to understand that if anyone has taken the time to read their Bibles and understand that much of the history of the church is in founding, folks, it's found in protesting that of tyrants. Let me say that again. Anyone that has taken the time to read their Bibles through from Genesis to Revelations understands that much of the history of the church is found in protesting tyrants. Do you see the professed church doing that today? Let me ask you the question. Who has inspired the church to protest that of tyrants in the first place? The Lord has. He's the one that said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. It's the first commandment found in Exodus 20. Then he says, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a god to suit your sin, one that looks just like you and accepts you for who you are rather than what Christ is. Christ is the standard. You are not. Period. I'm going to get to some of these things in just a couple moments that some of my live chat friends are talking about even now. But I want you to think about this too. Tyrants are them that want to create a world without God. We're seeing this across the boards in the United States of America. We see corrupt politicians doing what? We see the same thing in the church, friends, the professed church in America today, which is a lack of Christianity. Okay? What do we see? Well, they're trying to create a God that looks just like them, and they want their parishioners, they want their followers, and followers they are that don't read their Bibles, they want them to do and act accordingly as to how they interpret the Word of God without the Holy Ghost in many cases. Read again 1 Kings 13:33 to understand how the hierarchy works. The corrupt king always puts the baser sort in power so that he can do and get away with the things that he does and gets away with. Tyrants are them that want to create a world without God. Folks, I just want to say this just for the record because I love this. People don't take the conversation further than what they're told by their masters. But I want to tell you what my master has to say about it. He is the governor of all nations. The government is upon his shoulders. It's not upon the shoulders of men. For those that believe that the globalists are somehow in control of what's going on in this world, there is nothing outside of the control of my Father's will. Not one thing is outside of my Father's will. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. Friends, are you kidding me? He knows the very numbers of the hairs upon your head, and you actually believe that you're going to get one over on him? That is not going to work. God is in control. Tyrants are used to chastise and judge nations. Period. That is Scripture. Okay? So I want to say this one more time before this break. Anyone that has taken the time to read their Bibles understands that much of the history of the church is found in protesting tyrants. We're beginning to see that in America today, praise God. And tyrants are them that want to create a world without God, which will never be, by the way. Therefore, Benjamin Franklin said, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. And this is what we're talking about today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, broadcasting live from that of Anaheim, California. And I'll tell you what, friends, if you want to watch us live on YouTube and jump on over to live chat, you can do that right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to Before It's News. We thank you to Michael Roach over there for his trust and the process of doing so. Again, Sons of Liberty Media, go to YouTube or go over to Before It's News. You can watch us on the front page of their websites even right now. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know you can jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean double E. My Twitter is Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, and Bradley Dean. Type in Bradley Dean along with that. There's several hundred videos out there right now. And don't forget to subscribe. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Like we have a couple people on live chat right now where their brains are in someone else's head, and we can clearly see that they're heretics. We got some guy talking about how the devil was God's favorite child and scripture was given to keep people in line. Well, I'm just here to tell you first and foremost, it's interesting that you would say that, because what we're talking about right now is tyrants and resisting tyrants. Who gave that command? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I'm going to get to more of this in just a couple of moments. And I want to say something to this heretic as well. Also keep in mind that it's not the government that answered my prayer. Okay, and I don't know anybody in government that would desire that we would resist them and protest against them. So for you, heretic, do your homework before you stick both feet in your mouth, just like you just did. Just wanted to clarify that really quick. Folks, we're talking about the power of protest. Protestants' obedience to God is found in resisting tyrants. And it's the language of our forefathers. And I said during the first segment, friends, that Patrick Henry said, a son of liberty. Caesar had his Brutus. Charles I had his Cromwell. George III, he said, treason, cried the speaker. May profit by their example. If this be treason, make the most of it. And then I laid in premise, anyone that has taken the time to read their Bibles understands that much of the history of the church is found in protesting tyrants. So much for those that believe scripture is given unto us by the government to keep us in line. What Bible are you... Let me ask you this. I know that there's 1,000 translations right now, and it's not safe for those people that have transcribed Scripture out of context. It's just not read Revelations 22 in the very end, those that add and those that take away. The curses will be added to them. So that's another warning to those that want to play with the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. It's not a safe place to go. But with that, friends, I'm highlighting the fact that tyrants are them that want to create a world without God. Okay? And I said that Benjamin Franklin, remember that, you know, the deist, as you're taught by the revisionist, of course, again, in contrast, the history of Ben Franklin is rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, right? Let me give you a couple examples of where our forefathers extracted rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. Well, if you go to Moses confronting the Pharaoh in Exodus 5, if you keep in mind, friends, if you know Scripture, God sent the meekest man alive. Meek means power under control. Okay, just him and his brother, not 2.5 to 3 million Israelites. Okay, he just sent Moses and his brother to the face of Pharaoh, and he commanded the Pharaoh, the tyrant, to let my people go. Whose commandment was that? Was that man's commandment to the heretic on live chat right now? Was that government's commandment to resist, to stand up and resist their authority? No. This was given by the inspiration of the Holy One of Israel. Moses confronted the Pharaoh by commanding him on God's authority, power under control, to release the children of Israel. It was a command. It wasn't a suggestion. Read Exodus 5. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Friends, we're talking about the power of protest. We're talking about Protestants. We're talking about protesters are in obedience to God when they resist tyranny. And this is the language of our forefathers. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel 3? When they wouldn't bow down, to the king, Nebuchadnezzar. Was that Nebuchadnezzar's idea to go ahead and give the decree to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to those that believe that Scripture was given by man and government to keep them in line? Was it a mandate from Nebuchadnezzar, friends, for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to resist them and their governing authorities? Absolutely not. The Lord inspired them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to resist the tyrant when the whole country was going one direction. These three stood up and said, no, we're not going to bow. And what happened because they didn't bow? Well, they received a miracle. If you read Hebrews 2:4, it says, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost. You know, the Bible tells us in the New Testament that we love his appearing. The Bible tells us in the New Testament, as he is, so are we. Well, if we're yielded to Christ, he promises that he will fill us. And what did he do? He came into the world to destroy, to manifest himself, to destroy the works of the devil, friends. No Scripture, because I'm sick and tired of heretics and those that claim to be Christians, which are in fact not Christians in any sense of the word, trying to lead people astray concerning the Bible and the Word of God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego obeyed the Lord, and because of it, the fourth man showed up. And friends, to take it a step further, also pay attention to the fact that those that were heating the fire up seven times hotter, they were the ones that were taken by the fire, not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us in Daniel 3 that not a hair of their head was singed by the fire. That's my daddy. That's my father. That's my God. It's not the one that you see in America, friends. It's the one that you read in the Bible. And I'm talking about with the power of the Holy Ghost. Keep in mind, people, before reading the Word, ask for the Holy Ghost to illuminate the Word, because the Bible tells us that the letter killeth, but the Spirit gives us life. As well as Christians, the Bible also tells us that we're written epistles for men to read. Let them read Jesus Christ through your life. And remember, Christians, you can only do those things that what you see your father do, and you can only say those things that what you hear your father say. We're talking about the power of protest. Protestants, obedience to God, is found in resisting tyrants. It's the language of our forefathers that needs to be relearned, and we're beginning to see it surface in the United States of America. And I'm going to give you some more examples in the up-and-coming hour. Hey, friends, what about Elijah confronting Ahab and Jezebel and all the false prophets in 1 Kings 18? How did that work out for tyranny? How did that work out for Ahab and Jezebel's government? But according to some heretics in the United States of America, friends, you're not to protest the established government if it entails tyranny. You are incorrect. I'm going to get to that in a moment. According to the heretics of the day, friends, government established the word to keep their subjects in line. So I guess this is how it comes out, friends, that God has now inspired his servants to protest governments, okay, which he has, and I want to show you that in just a couple moments. And we're talking about tyranny, and we're talking about corruption. We're not talking about good government. We're in line with good government, but we protest tyrannical government every step of the way, okay? But according to what we're being told today, that government gave us the word of God to keep us in line, this is what some heretics say. I guess God contradicts himself at every step of the way. I speak as a man, not, friends. He didn't inspire his servants to protest a tyrannical government, whereas they want you to believe that that tyrannical government gave the word to keep them in subjection. Folks, that's heresy. That's exactly what that is. What about John the Baptist reproving King Herod? John the Baptist reproved King Herod for all of his evils, Luke 3:19. He lost his head because of it, but the tyrant thought that he was punishing him when in fact he was setting him free in the spirit. Read Luke 3:19. Folks, we're talking about the power of protest. Protestants and obedience to God is found in resisting tyrants. And it's the language of our forefathers. It's the language of the language story for, of the patriarchs in the Bible. And don't forget about the Lord sending the angel to free the apostles that were taken by corrupt Herod when they threw him in prison. Acts 5:9. Read that when you get a moment. Folks, we have to get the word in scope. We have to practice what the word preaches. We can't sit there and pick peas like pigeon picking peas concerning the scriptures as to the ones that we don't like and adding the ones that we do like and then taking out what we don't like. No, we keep the word in context. And I want to tell you what they always take out. Obedience to Christ, bearing the cross every single time. I'm going to give you this scripture. We're going to take a quick break. It tells us in Mark 3:19, but take heed, pay careful attention to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up. Who are they? Tyrants. For they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogue, yeah, you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. So line that up to your heretical teachings, friends, because it doesn't line up with Scripture. Mark 3:19. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live out of Anaheim, California. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdowns, field goals, even extra points, 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All things are quiet on Capitol Hill as lawmakers have a three-day weekend with Monday being Martin Luther King Day. The impeachment trial against President Trump will start on Tuesday, and Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has a message for Democrats regarding witnesses.
If it turns out and the Republican base sees that this looks like only Democrat witnesses and no presidential witnesses, I guarantee that the Republican base will punish those people who set up that kind of scenario. It looks like a kangaroo court. The Republican base is going to be very, very unhappy.
Paul speaking there on Fox News, and the feds are charging three men for a scheme to use yachts to smuggle illegal Chinese immigrants from the Bahamas to Florida. 40 Chinese immigrants paid thousands of dollars to sneak into the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We are talking about the power of protest. If you want to call in at any time, we are on Comrex. We are live, broadcasting live out of Anaheim, California. Right now, that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking again about the power of protest. And what is Protestant? What does it mean? Who are they? It's the Christians, friends. Protestants, right? It's obedience to God. It's found in resisting tyranny. It's interesting on our live chat. If you want to watch this live, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or before it's news right now, our heretic just left the show. And apparently he did that because Scripture has confronted him with his error. Hopefully he repents. I mean, that's our job, right? We are preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We desire reclamation and reconciliation, but that's up to them. 2 Corinthians 7:10. Read it when you get a moment. Folks, I just ended during the last segment with take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake for a testimony against them. How do I liken that to the present age? For you shall be delivered up unto councils. Yep, I've been there, seen it. And in the churches of America today and their board, you shall be beaten with their words. You shall be ostracized, John 16. And you shall be brought before representatives, corrupt representatives, and presidents for my sake, for a testimony against their acts of tyranny against God. You got to remember what I said during the beginning of the show, if you just joined us, that tyrants are them that want to create a world without God. Okay, it's never going to happen, just for the record. If that was the case almost 6,000 years later, here we are, and they're still trying to do the same things that they've been trying to do for thousands of years. It's not going to happen, because the seed of the righteous is forever. Let me say it again, forever. Just wanted to make that clear. With that said, Mark 13:9 also considers the duty of the church to keep the commandments of the Lord, Deuteronomy 4:1, And nowhere can you find in Scripture where the Lord commanded his church to disobey in obedience to tyranny. Nowhere. You can't find in Scripture where we're supposed to disobey the Lord and obey tyrants. You can't find that. But this is what professors in the church today want you to believe. When you go to Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13, just for the record, it tells us, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You know, people would take the time, again, keeping the word in context, concerning Romans 12, they wouldn't have to be beguiled by the cunning craftiness, by the hirelings in the pulpit today, John 10:12, concerning what they're supposed to believe, concerning who they're supposed to subject themselves to, because let me remind you, nowhere has God ordained power that his church is to obey his power and his commands in obedience to tyrannical men. Nowhere. And if you go to Romans 12:21, you wouldn't have to go to Romans 13. Not saying not to go to Romans 13, but I'm saying you already have the answers that many are looking for in Romans 13. It tells us, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let me say that again. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That means next time you hear the president and his administration talk outside of the Constitution in obedience to the Lord, keep in mind what Charles D. Montesquieu said, that liberty is in the right what the Lord permits and the law that's given. Okay? Nowhere can you find in Scripture that God has given us a law to do the wrong thing. It's always the right thing. Read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Taking it a step further, magistrates are to be punishers of them that do evil, not good. Did you hear what I said? Magistrates are to be punishers of them that do evil, not good. What are we seeing today? We see evil men under the guise of being government punishing those that are doing good and exposing them for doing the wrong. 1 Peter 2:14 tells us, or undue governors is unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. And we're seeing this in operation today in Virginia through Governor Northam, okay? When you go to Romans 13, what does it say? It says, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For who are they? Who are those magistrates, American? Who are those representatives? Read the Declaration of Independence. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of who? He's the minister of God. A revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth what? Evil. Evil, friends. I need to let that sink in. Government is established to do the right thing, friends, not the wrong thing. They're not there to be a terror to good works, but to the evil. We're seeing the opposite today. In real time. Talking about the power of protest and Protestants. Obedience to God is found in resisting tyrants. You're seeing this in Virginia. You're seeing this in New Jersey. You're seeing this all over the country. Because the Lord has a people out there that love him enough to actually obey him. Now, with that premise, let's get to the present application. Matt Eggerus from the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go there, friends. There's 13 articles every day, 13 to 15 articles concerning the people that have the answers that you claim to be looking for. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Mandatory vaccine bill majorly fails. Why did it majorly fail? Well, Matt Eggerus tells us. A vaccine bill in New Jersey that would have stripped parents, listen carefully, and children of their right to be informed concerning consent by allowing them to object to mandatory vaccinations failed on Monday. Just think about this, friends. Tyrants want absolute control over every facet of your life. These are the same people that can't control their own lives. I want to tell you something. These are not the people, nor the type of people, that you can help. They are the type that you must lawfully remove. Let that sink in, because they are. Matt Eggerus goes on, much to the chagrin of the tyrants who claim ownership over the bodies of others, the bill that would have eliminated religious exemptions. See how they want to usurp and undermine Christian authority, friends? The bill that would have eliminated religious exemptions to mandatory vaccinations failed to pass the New Jersey state legislature. Why? because the people rose up in protest. The victory for medical freedom was an emotional and dramatic one. Listen carefully. As thousands of pro-freedom protesters in America showed up at the State House to voice their concern over those in government attempting to remove their right to informed consent. This is about removing your children from their parents, is what this is about. And this is your government that's attempting to do it, America. And it is not American government. Naturally, those who want to remove your freedom of choice and sovereignty over your own body and force you to take an injection, even if it goes against everything you believe in, they were furious. They even vowed war. These are your said representatives vowing war, America. The success of removing this unconstitutional mandate of vaccinations were removed from what? From the roster. And why? Because of the people that protested tyranny. Read Psalm 94, verse 16. Friends, I've said this a million times, but I'm so indignant when it comes to this stuff. I am so sick and tired of people letting these criminals off because they have the title of representative. As if to suggest that they know better than we do. Did you just hear what they want to do to your children? How they want to usurp the rights of your parents over your children? By vaccinating them, friends, without parental consent? This should outrage every person in this country. And apparently it did in Virginia because they won the day. But it's not enough, friends, to just turn the other cheek. As they say, turn the other cheek. Yep, that's true. But I have two. I want to tell you something. The second time, you're good. But the third time, you're on your own. And folks, these people have been assailing you and your God-given rights for decades in this country. For decades in this country. What about in Virginia? Talking about the power of protest and the Protestants. Hey, friends, listen. This constitutional republic was not established by cowards. And listen carefully. Cowards will not preserve this constitutional republic. Okay? We don't need capitulators. We don't need the fearful. Read Revelation 21, verse 8. You're the first people called out to be damned to hell, and rightfully so. You deserve what you get. You're an accomplice to the crime because you fear man more than you fear the face of God. Shame on you in a big way. Tim Brown writes, gun grabbers are all talk until the people who actually support the right to keep and bear arms stand up for their rights. Even as Virginia Governor Ralph Northam engages in propaganda against the citizens of Virginia in declaring a state of emergency because armed militia groups plan to storm the Capitol. This is pure nonsense, friends. By the way, I wanted to let you know, too, this is on my Facebook. Someone just posted it just a couple minutes ago. Did you know that right now, on January 16th, it was yesterday, in Virginia, they're calling for crisis actors in Virginia so they can delude the people again, to deceive the people again. They want to put a show on you, for you. They want to put the cameras on their crisis actors and deliver it up to the country how bad their crisis actors truly are. And don't forget, friends, this protest is a yearly event. And there's never been any issues up to this point one time. They're trying to create the domestic insurrection so they can get the people in the country to rise up against all these bad people in Virginia. They're crisis actors. Just so you understand what's going on. Same thing happened in Missouri. I remember talking to Andrew Young, who told me they used to do this. The FBI used to send in provocateurs constantly concerning the civil rights movement. Folks, this is not secondhand information. I'm telling you. People that used to protest me when I would speak out in college events, friends, they were bussed in. It's all bought and paid for. And this is exactly what they're pushing for in Virginia. But the success of removing the unconstitutional mandate of gun confiscation in Virginia, they were removed from the roster. And why? Because of the people in Virginia standing up against the tyrant and saying no more.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're going to take a quick phone call from Cody in South Illinois. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey Bradley. No more. I love that expression. No more. We got to stop putting up with this. Are you aware of National Liberty Alliance, how they're trying to bring back the true common law grand juries?
No, I'm not. And the reason I say that is because I need to catch up on everybody and who it is that I'm supposed to learn what their organization says or teaches. I'm not saying that to be vindictive, but I'm telling you what, man, the people that want me to put on the hat of a new organization or refer me to an organization that can do what I need to learn that they need to learn, and the list goes on, is just so rhetorical. Sure. It's almost mind-boggling. And again, I'm not saying that to be, you know, spiteful. I'm just saying that people constantly ask me if I know this organization and that organization, and they don't realize, yep, Cody, that it's for them to learn and take their plow and actually plow their role rather than just have me do it all the time. That's how it usually comes out. But no, I don't. I'm, yep, sorry.
And John Whitehead, that's the one big thing he mentioned the other day in an interview.
He's great.
People really need to get active locally. You know, the big thing he was mentioning is stop all these cities from these SWAT teams, you know, the way that they're so militarized. And that was the one big thing that he mentioned. And, there was a great article today on Zero Hedge that was it was alt-market.com. It's one of the best written, gun rights articles I think I've probably ever read, at least in the last year. I really would get you to read that or get everybody to read that. It's on Zero Hedge, links to it, alt-market.com. And
give me the link to that, Cody, and I'll get it posted for you.
Okay, I sent it to you already, so if you, just a few minutes ago, you can check it out.
Okay.
You got time. And,
gotcha.
I'll just tell you really quick, all this stuff is tough, there's no doubt about it, but in the old days, the common people had access to the grand juries, and now we've allowed the prosecutors to manipulate and monopolize the grand jury. So if we can get sheriffs that have access to the grand jury to start allowing, we get these constitutional sheriffs that are willing to allow common people to come in and start indicting that might be the best way to not, to keep the bloodshed.
I agree.
It's getting to that point. I'm scared what's going to happen in Virginia. Really appreciate what you're doing.
I appreciate it too as well. I'm going to answer off air. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks, Bradley.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, Cody. Folks, people, I want to answer what Cody had just said. I've got a couple thoughts on this. So people understand what's going on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, an article posted this morning that Colorado's now getting non-citizens off, in other words, illegals, off public welfare. 68% of people in the United States that are on welfare are illegally here, okay? And the way Colorado, keep in mind who the governor is, folks, he's a sodomite, just to show you how they are backwards in so many different fronts, but the people giving them a green light, you're going to reap what you sow by tolerating what they sow. In Colorado, they're taking these illegals and they're making them police officers. Do you understand what's going on? Because they know that the American people, the police officers, the military, those in government, they have to plant foreigners in position, fiend under the false pretense of being representatives of the American people that don't understand who we are, and that will do the biddings of their master. This is nothing new. It's the history, again, of how countries are destroyed. But this is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's called Colorado Getting Non-Citizens Off Public Welfare Dole by Making Them Police. You need to understand how deep this goes and how dangerous this is. And I agree with what Cody just said. We don't want bloodshed. Folks, there's no reason why 325 million people stand back and allow less than 1.7% of the population to do the things that they're doing. The Bible says a little leaven leaveth the whole lump. Hey, folks, they're leaving in the lump. It's the foxes that spoil the vines. It's time to deal with the foxes. If people want to know why the likes of an Ilhan Omar or a Rashida Tlaib or a Keith Ellison or others that are taking positions of government in America today, namely 5,000 Muslims, by the way, Muslims want 5,000 more representatives in the United States government this year. Did you forget about September 11th, friends? Do you not understand history as to how this is being played out? They mean to put them into position. This is why they're tolerated. This is why they haven't been removed, because the American people tolerated. They still believe that their man in the White House right now is going to prosecute them. They keep coming up with the excuses that Donald Trump, oh, just give him time, he's going to get to him. No, he's not. Did you forget about Iran last week, friends? Barack Hussein Obama, he calls them out for giving billions of dollars to the Iranians that allegedly created these missiles that attacked Americans. He puts sanctions on the Iranians the next day. But he doesn't call out Barack Hussein Obama for treason against Americans, for taking their tax dollars and funding alleged terrorist friends. See, America, you haven't figured out the game that you've been caught up into yet. And that's your own demise. Another thing that Cody said was John Whitehead. John Whitehead's great. See, but the point is, and people are asking this question on live chat right now, well, what do we do? What do we do? I'm giving you the answers. I'm showing you what to do. The people that I'm talking about right now concerning those that protested mandatory vaccines, it was the people that stood up and protest. The Virginians getting the confiscation bill pulled, it's because the people in that state had enough in protest. I wish they would do this for abortion. I wish they would do this concerning sodomy. And this also, friends, adds to the insult to the injury that they've allowed to fall to the people. This is why they're also placing sodomites in the government position. And then you have Donald Trump advocating for a decriminalization of sodomy on a global scale. And he calls himself a Christian. If there's one issue that would expose them for being a hypocrite. It's that one issue. It's an abomination, friends. Sodomy is. Leviticus 18:22, Romans 1:24. If there was one issue to show you exactly who Donald Trump is, it's just that one right there. It's just that one. Folks, I was going to get to the lone preacher. Shutting down the drag queen hour, I played the audio for you. One lone preacher, all by himself, understood that he has to be the strength of the U.S. Constitution. There's the answer. Nobody's going to do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. And if you're born of the Spirit of God, you don't need someone to tell you what you're supposed to do. You're already led to do it. Romans 8:14. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. A preacher goes into a drag queen hour at a library where there was less than 15 people. There's probably 7 or 8 kids. The rest were adults praying on the kids. And this lone preacher goes in and shuts them down all by himself. That's how you do it. You protest. You act out what you declare that you believe. James 14:26. You don't need someone telling you what to do. The history of protest and Protestants is found in the American church. In them who understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the God in whom they serve. Concerning our forefathers. Read again the Declaration of Independence and you'll understand that 3/4 of that document are our forefathers throwing off tyrants. Not next week, not next month, not next year, now. The right time to do the right thing is now. I also want to say this. It's time for Christian Americans also to understand that it's not enough to merely protest. It's not enough. It's also time to understand that the legal consequence must follow the protest. Concerning those that advocated for unconstitutional and unlawful bills in an attempting to strip the American people again of their God-given rights. It goes beyond impeachment, friends. It goes to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Judgment in cases of impeachment, listen carefully, shall not extend further than to the removal of office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But the party convicted of impeachment and impeached properly and rightfully so shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to the law that they mean to tear down. There's your answers. You're the strength of the Constitution. You're the strength of the enumerated laws. Don't stand back and play the accomplice. Don't stand back and expect the Lord to do for you what he's commanded you to do. And for those people that say, well, the Lord's on the throne, yes, he is. He's still in control. He's still leading the sons of men to do his biddings and keeping his commandments and magnifying the cross by bearing the cross. No question about it. You want to understand the power of God unto salvation? Then do the right thing before the Lord and do the right thing before the law of God concerning the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23 for 2 hours tomorrow from 2 to 4 Central. And we appreciate the phone call, Cody. We'll talk to you soon. See ya.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.